This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Yo, Bob.
And welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Riding shotgun with me on Friday night, as he always does, is Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve?
Well, here I am, and I'll tell you, there's plenty of news, Bob. I mean, we could just start in a thousand different directions and keep going, right? You know, I mean, there's just so much that's happening right now. I'm sure most of your listeners have followed a lot of it.
Well, let's pick one. Rahm Emanuel, okay?
Yes.
Comes out and says, we must ban assault rifles. One little problem is, last time I checked, assault rifles were already banned in Chicago. This crime was not a result of an assault rifle. Positive it was.
Well, nobody is, because the story's been so convoluted all day long today. And, you know, at first it was an AK-47, then it was, you know, they changed it to handguns. And according to some of the people I know who have looked at the forensics of this, it appears to be possibly a handgun in this case. And, of course, handguns are allowed, or had to be allowed. But Rahm Emanuel flies all the way from Washington, D.C. What do you suppose he was doing? Was he, what would he be doing in Washington, D.C.?
Having lunch with Barry.
Ah, yeah, his good buddy, you know, flicking his ear and, teasing him about the good old days and all that stuff. Yeah, it's hard to say what was going on there, but, my guess, of course, is that everybody is sitting there thinking, gee, this is odd, another strange circumstance, another shooting following right on the heels of another mass shooting. And I watched the police chief superintendent on live television, talking about how we need to ban all these guns and how they're...
The second it happens, they're already pushing this dialectic, and Chicago should not speak. A place with pretty darn strict gun laws has quite a bit of shootings. And, I mean, we don't really need to ride this dialectic any further. It's clear as day what they're doing, or clear as night, I guess is the saying. It's pretty darn obvious that regardless if these shootings are manufactured or genuine, they still push the same sort of response. And it doesn't do us any good. In fact, it does us harm and only promotes this sort of criminal behavior.
Yeah, it really does. And it also gives these people a platform to either express their frustrations and anger, while the same people who seem to be wanting to stop and to curb all this stuff continue to push their anti-gun rhetoric, which is absurd. I heard the police chief superintendent backing away from questions about FBI statistics. Of course, you know the statistics over the years have shown that gun-related deaths have dropped by, 40% at least in the last 10 years or so. And, this is not a day to talk about FBI statistics, Bob. This is a day for us to focus on the problems in our inner cities. And, of course, this is the police chief and superintendent in Rahm Emanuel's windy city of Chicago, you know, which, you know, he came back to today after the emergency erupted, and he needed to be back to politically quiet everybody down. Because, you know, if Rahm isn't there, just think of how crazy all those people in Chicago would go without his great and brilliant leadership.
Sure. The mainstream media does not seem to be talking about the story nearly as much as they obsessed over the last one, and I wonder why that is. I think it's because Chicago is a place in which gun laws are already very strict, as I just stated, and they don't want to blow that out of proportion. They don't want to shine the light on this too bright, because it'll expose weakness in their dialectic. Of course, the big story, though, today, Steve, is the House approving the stopgap money and trying to defund Obamacare. Is this going to make a difference? Is this going to get to the Senate? And well, it's going to the Senate, but is the Senate going to handle this in a way that emulates what the House did? I don't know about that. And even if they do, doesn't Barry Sotero have the authority? And they love that word authority, don't they? Because they're the supreme leaders here. Does he not have the authority to veto it if indeed it gets as far as it should with him?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the big problem, of course, is that the Democrats run the Senate, or they control it anyway, with I think it's 53 seats now. I don't know that any Republican senators would stand to gain by supporting stopgap funding, the bill saving, you know, the government saving funding, as they like to make it sound.
Even the rhinos.
Yeah, even the rhinos. But then we have people like Peter King. Did you see that story today, Bob? Peter King from New York, who has come out. And, of course, this is one of those guys who's riding the rhino war machine with the chicken hawk Republicans like McCain, like Lindsey Graham. He's one of those people who thinks that we need to start another world war in Syria. And he made a big statement today, and I think I sent a little bit of that to you on your Skype blog there. You might be able to see that. But he's calling Ted Cruz there in Texas, you know, a traitor and a fraud. So, I mean, King is already disseminating all kinds of divisions among the Republicans. So the question is essentially this. Well, it's not going to go through the Senate. There's no question about the fact that they are not going to pass this bill. But then what happens? It has to go back, and they have to try to work out a compromise. And this is going to be very difficult. And I really think at this point the Republicans should dig in and hold their ground. There's so many reasons, to be honest with you, as to why we have problems with Obamacare. You know, I got a response from my congressman and also my senator today, Senator Udall, and he was talking about how, you know, the Republicans were playing chicken with themselves. And I wrote him back, excuse me, Senator Udall, when are you going to be on Obamacare? Why did you opt out of this thing? Why are you forcing to pay us?
Because they're gods, Steve. They're gods. Yeah. They don't, the same rules don't apply to them. There was a story out of Washington State where they showed that they have laws on the books that if a representative gets pulled over for speeding, they're told to let go.
Yeah, these people think they're above the law. That's all there is to it.
The police are told to let them go, rather. And it's the same old with these people who think that somehow they can dictate what you and I can and cannot do, but for whatever reason, they're not subject to the same sort of cuts. And you know what, Steve? It occurs to me that Obamacare has led private employers and public employers alike, but not as much the public, but the private employers, to let go of people and cut people's hours. Well, maybe we should apply that, even though they're not going to be, you know, using the same health care, but maybe we should apply that same sort of rhetoric to them. Maybe we should cut their hours and let some of them go. In fact, I literally mean this, cut their hours, have them work maybe, you know, as part-time politicians instead of full-time politicians. They've done that on a city and state level before with the politicians. Why not apply that to Washington? I mean, what are they really doing that's so important?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think the country's better off when they're not there, unless they're dedicating statues, which is, you know, that kind of thing that maybe these dignitaries really are employed and should be employed to do. But that was Representative Peter King, a Republican of New York representative, said he hopes Friday's House vote to keep the government running while defunding Obamacare will expose Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz as, quote, a fraud. And, quote, he'll no longer have any influence in the Republican Party. Boy, that sounds like mafioso talk to me, you know. This is a guy who's a Republican. The Tea Party-backed Cruz spent much of the summer drumming up pressure on fellow Republicans to refuse to fund the government unless the Affordable Care Act was also defunded at the same time. Now, remember, we're just kicking the can down the road, friends, as far as the money in the government. This stopgap spending bill, you know, is only just going to keep the government alive on the table with CPR while the financial collapse takes place. And on top of that, they want to add Obamacare to everything, Bob. It's just, it's insane.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue to cover this madness and expose these criminals for exactly what they are, just that, criminals.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside them my spirit is weeping.
All right, Steve Starrs has a lot to say tonight. My humble co-host is fired up and ready to go, as he should be. But Steve, before I let you get to all the madness from today and beyond, I got a grope report for you. You know the segment we do about TSA?
Yeah.
You ready for some grope report here?
I'm ready. Thrill me.
I almost said grope action, but this is grope report action. We do it once in a while. I don't want to say it's weekly, but every once in a while, if you tune in, you'll hear us cover the madness from TSA and the happenings from TSA, and we will do so now with today's grope report.
I wanna grope you, so I applied to be a TSA baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm thinking of the
actually a couple of grope report stories today, Steve.
Okay.
The first of which comes from my home state of Florida, and it also includes talk about a timeline. Gun seizures jump at a Florida airport, says the TSA. Florida gun owners are being advised to repack their bags before flying after a recent jump in seized firearms at airports across the state. 10 handguns were confiscated in less than a week in Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, Miami, and Orlando, with the most recent stopped today in Tampa, according to the TSA. Quote, unpack before packing to be sure you do not have prohibited items such as guns in your carry-on bag. Now, the unsuspecting reader might think that, well, guns are illegal to have on the airplane, but no, they're not. You can travel with guns. You just have to do so following their protocol. I believe it's a lockbox, Steve, that you have to use, and you can check it at the ticket counter.
Yeah, I think so. In some cases. Not Chicago.
Not in Chicago, but heck. And after all, Steve, I don't know why guns shouldn't be allowed on the plane. I mean, the criminals are going to sneak guns into planes somehow. If there's a will, there's a way, as they say. So why shouldn't the law-abiding citizens have guns on airplanes? Why is an airplane any different than any other public place? Why should we not have the right to bear arms on the airplane? Why should airplanes be held to a different standard? I mean, it's not intuitive to those who are used to submitting to the tyranny and the nanny state, but at the end of the day, it's no different than any other public place we could go to. Gregory Squires, 45, of St. Cloud, was charged with carrying a firearm in a place prohibited by law and booked at the Orange County Jail. Besides the criminal charge, he faces up to $11,000 in federal fines. These laws, in my mind, are unconstitutional. And they're just not right. So not only do we have to worry about not having a gun in a bank or a public building, but we shouldn't have them in planes either. If you believe the official 9/11 narrative, these were guys with box cutters. Box cutters. Not a gun, not a knife. Well, I guess it's a type of knife. But box cutters.
Right.
What a joke. The TSA and the nanny state coming after guns and groping you at the airport never cease to amaze me. And that has been today's Grope Report on the Bob Tuscan Show.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
There was one other story, Steve, that I debated bringing up for the Grope Report today. Dozens of TSA employees were fired or suspended for illegal gambling.
They were playing strip poker with the X-ray machines?
That's what I'm wondering. I got a frog in my throat.
Give me a chance to crack a few jokes. I mean, this was a story that was filed by TSA agent Georgie Wedge, wasn't it? Who said he had feelings about wanting to put the finger on some of these crimes that are going on.
Or grope the crimes that are going on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were playing with the naked body X-ray scanners, and if you lost, you had to stand in front of the naked body X-ray scanner while they all laughed. Is that the kind of
thing? Well, you were radiated because, as you know, these scanners have not been proven to be safe, so...
No, they haven't. They haven't been proven to be safe, and they haven't been proven, in my opinion, as you said before, Bob, during the grope report there, that I've always wanted, and this goes years back, I've always wanted to work for the TSA and be one of the people that gets to try to find ways to get various things around them to prove that I could do it over and over and over, virtually at every airport, just to show that the system couldn't possibly work if somebody knew how to get around it. Find ways, and of course I'd use like plastic guns or something that looked like, or whatever, something that you know should have been detected, not real plastic or anything like that. And I'd have my ID and everything like that and said, oh well, you guys caught me this time, but you know, I got by you 9 times last week with potential bombs and potential dangerous subjects and objects of destruction that you didn't catch. And so all you're basically doing is hassling passengers and making people feel little and feeling them around and humiliating people who want to travel. So, you know, I don't like the TSA. I haven't liked him for a long, long time. I mean, I didn't like the original airport security before they became TSA, to be honest with you. So
I never mind going through the scanners because I know I'll break the camera.
Ah, yes, there you go. But
in fact, I never do go through the scanners. When I fly on rare occasion to a lecture or to a film shoot, I always find the line that doesn't go through the naked body scanners. I haven't had to op out because I usually just go in the direction of the regular metal detectors and try to avoid the naked body scanners. So, anyway, Steve, what would you like to get to coming up here? Why don't you preview what you're all hot about?
Oh, man, there's just so many things. And, of course, we can take calls, but we're ready for them anytime. I guess you're going to come in. And I'm sure people have things to say about Obamacare. I'd like to list, and I will eventually, 7 reasons why Obamacare is extremely bad, dangerous, and essentially the nails in the coffin of our economy. And I'll get into that. I mean, obviously there's the constitutional question about forcing people to buy health insurance. There's the legalities, calling it a tax. And that even opens up the where's the law tax argument. I mean, when you put it in that position. But there's so many reasons why Obamacare is dead on arrival, friends. I mean, it never had a chance to begin with. And for Schumer and Reid and people like that and Obama to say that, you know, the Republicans are messing with you because they're trying to defund this huge, huge medical fraud is absolutely scare tactics that I'm surprised that the American public, even at this point, can put up with. So, I mean, are they going to get away with that? You know, I hate to say it, Bob, but, you know, I mean, when people are, I don't know, they're scared they can't analyze facts. Most of the public does not support Obamacare at all anymore, and that number's been growing over the years as people look deeper and deeper and deeper into it. It's always been a bad deal. We can talk a little bit about that and some other things. And
yeah, let's do so. And Steve, I got some good news for beer drinkers.
Ah.
So don't worry, that's coming up as well. You're not going to want to miss this. Dr. Brownstein's got something to say that you beer drinkers out there might appreciate.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're going to keep the phone lines open for the rest of the show. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Feel free to get on the line. 800-313-9443. Steve, you don't drink beer ever, do you?
You know, I don't drink Anheuser-Busch anymore after they sponsored the debates. I boycotted them. But, you know, occasionally I will have a really good, rich ale or something like that. My friend brews his own beer. I like home-brewed beer that's very tasty. I like the taste of beer, but I don't drink much. But I would be interested in any stories you have about it.
I'm the same, Steve. I probably drink maybe two beers a month, if that. And when I do, I try to avoid the genetically modified wheat beers, the high fructose corn syrup beers.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the mainstream beer is poison, just like the rest of our food supply. So these days, if I have a beer, I have an organic beer. My wife likes to drink a beer every once in a while, and she has a gluten-free beer that she likes, which is kind of counterintuitive, but yes, they make gluten-free beer. Anyways, could beer be good for your heart? You know, they were saying how wine's good for your heart. Well, according to Dr. Brownstein, who I admire, he's done a lot of great work on iodine and other topics and magnesium. Dr. Brownstein says that there's good news for beer lovers. A new study published in the July 1st, 2013 issue of Nutrition Journal shows that drinking a pint a day can improve the health of your heart. Researchers at Herakopio University in Athens, Greece, found that blood flow to the heart improved within a couple of hours of drinking two-thirds of a pint or 400 milliliters of beer. The aortic stiffness and endothelial blood vessel, It would be nice if I knew how to read, Steve.
Well, those are $10 medical terms there.
You never see those words every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, the function were assessed upon fasting, and at 1 or 2 hours after drinking, the aortic stiffness was significantly reduced by all three interventions, and the endothelial, or however the hell you pronounce that word from hell, function improved significantly only after beer consumption. In fact, beer out non-alcoholic beer, which won over vodka. So even those who drink in O'Doul's once in a while have some benefits, but beer itself is the way to go. Beer drinkers rejoice. There are many studies that point to moderate alcohol drinkers as compared to non-drinkers having lower risk of heart disease. So on a hot summer day, you don't have to feel bad about having a cold one. So there you go. I don't like beer, Steve, because it makes me feel dehydrated afterwards. And even if I drink just one or two beers, I always get that yucky feeling. And I've been told I should drink more water when I do that. I don't know. Anyways, I digress. A little light story for you on your Friday evening. So there you go for the beer drinkers. Maybe you watch the football if you're brainwashed with that. Yeah, well, not everybody who's brainwashed watches football. Some people need a kickback when they've had such a heavy week. And I got no problem with football as long as you are not obsessing over that and have no clue what the hell's going on. That's where the problem lies, is those people out there, Steve, that know everything about their football team and they're a big fan of their team, but they're not a big supporter of this planet, of their country, of their city and their communities. They have no idea what the politicians are doing. They have no idea what the occult is doing. All I have is a firm understanding of their team, and they don't care about anything else. And that right there is where we have a problem. So if you know what's going on, and you pay attention to what's going on, and you need to kick back an hour a week, I got no problem with that. It's your choice. That's what we're fighting for, after all, at the end of the day, is the ability to be able to be free and so on and so forth. Anyways, Barry Sotero is not happy, Steve. Back to the news of the day. He's not happy with Congress. He just doesn't like what they're trying to do here, and he lets us know.
So, what Congress is doing right now is important. Unfortunately, right now the debate that's going on in Congress is not meeting the test of helping middle-class families. It's just, they're not focused on you. They're focused on politics. They're focused on trying to mess with me. They're not focused on you. They're not focused on you.
What a facade, Steve. They're not trying to come after him. They're not trying to mess with him, as he put it. It's all a dog and pony show, as far as I can tell. And he's playing a bad cop at the moment, or a good cop, depending on how you look at it. And Congress is playing the other side, and it's two sides of the same coin. Even if they get rid of Obamacare, Steve, the fact of the matter is, there's going to be other forms of tyranny that socialize our state and continue to crack down on our freedoms. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of politics. I'm not really following this too closely. But it's very interesting when you are able to see the dialectic that they play on here, and it's the same left-right BS, even when it transcends left-right issues.
Absolutely. And you know, there's an article here today from Zero Hedge, September 20th, 2013, which proves that Obama was just lying there. It says 7 out of 10 Americans think government is for the banks and big corporations, not the people. 72% of the poor and 72% of the middle class believe government policies, that's fiscal and monetary, have done little or nothing to help them. That's almost three-quarters of the population, friends. Of course, this will be eschewed by the academics as because the people just don't get it. But when 69% of all Americans, according to Pew studies, say large banks and financial institutions have benefited the most from post-recession government policies, communications policies are going badly awry, despite the surging stock market. Now, we just talked about this just this week. The stock market and even the Dow and the S&P 500 are setting records, okay? Despite a surging stock market, exploding home prices, low rates, spurring all kinds of low loan endurances and things like that, there has been little change in the perceptions since July 2010. What Obama is saying is that he's telling you that the government is there to help you, but 75 or 72%, almost three-quarters of the people out there, don't believe it, Bob. I mean, this is a blatant lie. Now, what he's doing is he's just trying to, you know, sugarcoat it and, you know, paint lipstick on a pig. This situation has gone terribly bad for the middle class, and they know it. And the Democrats and all these people riding on the ideology that everybody's happy. Happy days are here again. No, that is not what the population is saying right now. We've got 47 million people on food stamps right now. They don't eat unless the government feeds them. I mean, that's slavery, friends, for 1 out of 6 people. What we're talking about here is that, I mean, it's been said before by a lot of politicians. Abraham Lincoln actually said the best when he said the people really seem to know when they're informed well what's really going on. And people are being very well informed by the alternative media. Friends, we're getting to folks, and they're realizing, just like in that little commercial, that intro that you play, Bob, times is tough, I'll say. Yeah, I'll say. I mean, people realize that the squeeze is on the middle class. And they know this isn't just political rhetoric. When Obama says they're attacking the middle class because they're trying to take away his fraudulent, you know, vacant, deadly health care disaster fraud,
right,
and they're, you know, that doesn't
maybe
resonate.
His buddy Larry Summers can help.
Oh, yeah, Larry Summers, yeah. Maybe he can. I mean, he sort of got us into this, and that started before the Bush administration, back in the Clinton days, when he helped take down Glass-Steagall, which eliminated the regulations on these banks and got them into all these rubber-stamping loans and got them into investing people's hard-earned money into the stock markets and places like that. Do you know what a bank pays now for a CD? They used to pay, like, even recently, it was very low at 2.45% on, a 2-year CD or something like that, or 18 months. They're paying 0.25% now, which means if you put a dollar in the bank for savings, you'll get 1 penny in interest after 4 years. That's savings in the banks in this country right now.
It's highway robbery, folks. Join us on the other side. We'll take your calls. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food. in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Things are heating up with Russia, Steve. It turns out that U.S. singer Selena Gomez has canceled her Russian concerts. Is this a sign of our geopolitical situation? Well, if there ever was a sign, it would be a pop star canceling her tour, right? I mean, that's a real good judge of character, a judge of the situation here. So I'm glad to report Selena Gomez will not be going to Russia. And we will be changing the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. Oh, wait, that's not Russian. We'll be changing the name of Borscht. No, what's a Russian food? I don't know. Borscht, I guess, is one, right?
And vodka.
Vodka, yeah. We'll be changing the name of vodka to vodka. I don't know. Bad joke. All right.
He's next. Selena Gomez.
Trying to make a joke here, trying to be a little light here, but we're going to go to your phone calls. Let's see here. Who do we have on the line? Paul, save me, man. What's up?
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about so many people being on social programs and dependent upon the government. Now, what I wanted to observe is that many of the people on the internet, the hipsters, you know, on the internet, so-called patriots, they advocate libertarianism, right? Now, to me, libertarianism is a euphemism for social Darwinism, because, you know, if you're going to get rid of all the social programs, reduce government, and just give everybody all of their tax money back, all the people dependent on the government will starve to death right out in the streets,
or commit crimes, or form unionist,
trade unionist, protectionist
groups. Paul, let me interject, though, because I see where you're going, and it makes sense what you're saying. I don't flat out disagree with it. But I think that rather than the government at the point of a gun telling us to feed these people, I think we should feed them on our own fruition. And, you know, it's crazy when you have the government, in the case of Orlando, the city of Orlando, arresting people for feeding the hungry, and then on the other end of the spectrum saying that they have the right to steal our money at the point of a gun to feed people. So, I mean, there's a matter of the way in which it's done that I think we need to address, and I don't think government is the answer to that. Now, that being said, I'm not a fan of letting people suffer and die. I believe and I know that we have the ability to produce more than enough so that we don't have to hoard and create artificial scarcity for the sake of profit. And that right there, my friend, is the true social Darwinism, the idea that even with an abundance of food and water that we have to create scarcity in order to increase the bottom line for the producer. So I think the easy answer is, you know, we live in a world where we don't want sick people, we don't want handicapped people, we don't want people in general to suffer. And I think that being said, we don't need the government to enforce that sort of innate feeling of wanting to help others. When it's forced and contrived like that, then we have the hipsters saying, hey, this is a problem. And that's when we have people go the other way and ask for pure libertarianism.
Well, here's the thing of why also I believe libertarianism is de facto would impoverish and import impoverished people from the third world at the same time. Because, you know, many libertarians are open border types and believe in mass immigration and are indifferent to the demographics of immigration. And also, they are also advocates of unlimited free trade because it's all about freedom, you know. So if Apple, as they did, wants to set up their factory in China and bypass the technological gains they made in the United States and decided to exploit the the poor capital of China, ultimately the American status standard of living will equal that of the Chinese factory workers too. So that's the thing I think many advocates of libertarianism are naive about, the unreality. The reality is, in the form of government we should have, it's not a libertarian form of government, but a standard protectionist form of government as our founders envisioned. And ultimately, that is what we should be advocating publicly, because the point of the fact of the matter is so much of this technology we came up with, and it's not shared among fellow Americans. I mean, if Apple kept their factories here and maybe paid American working wages and didn't transfer that technology to Asia, and if we didn't educate our economic competitors, we would be in the catbird seat of a standard of living. Especially if we didn't import as many immigrants also, the wages would be phenomenal. You see, and so our government, libertarians are really class warriors, and they're the wealthy class waging war against the working class. And you see, I'm more working class, and I think if the wealthy can wage war against the working class, then I will retaliate and choose to wage war against the wealthy. And so I advocate trade protectionism as our founders had, okay, but also the low taxes. One element that libertarians agree with is the freedom, the liberty, low taxes. I'm all for that. But
what about
ultimately
no
you
taxes,
have to look
Paul?
After but
what
ultimately
about no
you,
taxes
yeah but ultimately right as low taxes are as possible according to libertarians, which, by the way, once people become economically part of the system and they have jobs and their families become functional again, which is another a great point about libertarianism, is letting families be the economic unit of Americans and not, social interaction with the government, like if, you know, young girls get pregnant kind of stereotype. You understand?
Yeah. All right, Paul. Well, interesting.
Those are good points.
Yeah.
You know, I agree to a large extent. I mean, I think the Austrian economics picture of free trade has been used against the American public, because what it really meant was that we were going to export our businesses, our industries, and most of our manufacturing overseas, and we were going to impose no tariffs on products brought back, of course, because we were making a lot of them then, and at the same time, the same countries had their own protective tariffs that kept us from actually competing with them in their markets. And this was a double-edged, or it was a double standard, is what I'm saying. And I agree with Paul to a large extent on that, Bob, because like you pointed out too, that libertarianism doesn't necessarily mean that anybody that wants to be left alone by government has to be selfish. They don't have to. I mean, a lot of times you have charitable organizations. People do things out of, unfortunately, once in a while, I have to say, it's the goodness of their hearts.
How about this homeless guy? And thanks for the call, Paul. How about this homeless gentleman raised...
Did you see what they did for him, Bob?
Let me tell the story here. He found $42K in a bag, called the cops, say, hey, I found this money. It doesn't belong to me. I think you should know about this. Cops returned it to its rightful owner. But, you know, I got to ask, what the hell was this guy doing with $42K in a backpack? I mean,
and traveler's checks. But did you see what they gave him? Now, this is a classic.
They turned around and gave this homeless guy $71,000 as of the last time I checked.
Those were pledges that came in to help him. Yeah.
Pledges,
75. I'm talking about the government, Bob. They gave him a plaque.
A plaque.
A plaque to a homeless man. Where's he going to put it?
A plaque, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but the good people raised $75,000 for this guy as of right now.
Yeah, he
not
came
back.
He came out ahead.
So he found $40,000, turned it in, because he was an honest person, and, he doubled his money practically. So, interesting story. Lou in British Columbia, what's up, Lou?
Hey, Bob, Steve, I just wanted to pipe in with a little Fukushima update.
We haven't mentioned it tonight, but it's a very important story.
That a former Japanese minister came out and described the circumstances surrounding the attempts at mitigation with that horrific scene over there. It seems that just weeks after the initial event, engineers had come up with a plan to basically pile drive a steel wall around the entire site to keep the groundwater out. They had a projected budget for this of $1 billion. The Japanese government and especially TEPCO turned thumbs down on this, based on the effect that would have on the bondholders of the $40 billion plus.
Well, I mean, who the hell cares about the bondholders when we're
killing
off all the people on the island and possibly in the northern hemisphere? I mean, I don't mean
this
to be alarmist here, but geez.
This is another case of follow the money, right? If you wonder why nothing's happening over there and it's just been... you know, one cluster F after another. It's follow the money.
Follow the money, as Lou says. Lou, thanks for that update. We'll continue to pay attention to the Fukushima disaster and more calls in hour number two coming up.
Tuscan Show.